Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Eliza Sayers, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
What year are you in school?
I'm a junior in high school.
Okay.
But I'm only at the high school for about an hour and a half, and then the rest of the time I'm at the local community college, BCTC.
How does that work out?
It's with a program called OMC, Opportunity Middle College. So basically, like, I take, like, community college classes to get, like, my associate's degree, like, right when I graduate high school.
Is it your idea that after high school that you'll then go on to a university setting?
Oh, yeah, or, yeah. That's most likely what's going to happen. Or else I will be hanged by my grandparents. So, so I'm definitely going to go to, like, you know, real college.
That sort of plucks you out from your peers a little bit, or do you have other friends?
It does,
who are doing
actually.
That?
Yeah. This is my first semester doing it, and I've had to really adjust. I've been FaceTiming a lot. It's helped me, like, focus on, you know, school, because I guess before I'd get kind of, like, distracted or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And also, it's just cool because I don't have to be at school for 8 hours a day. I can be there for less time.
Yeah, right. That's nice. From my vantage point, having been teaching for so long, I can see this progression of improvement in school, in the school setting over years. You know, I see now that kids are given unlimited time for tests, you know, just accommodations. They don't want to write a paper, they can create a video, or they might be able to create a podcast surrounding their topic. Teachers aren't so much the sage on the stage anymore. It's just, to me, it seems like a better school environment.
I think school is getting better. It's not like as so much as like 80s movies, like, hey, nerd, like that. I feel like that doesn't
happen. Right.
Yeah.
Do you see more kindness in school than you do meanness?
I guess it's just what you surround yourself with. People are always going to be the way they're going to be. I'm sure there were meanie heads back in the 15th century, and there are now in the 21st century. So, you know, they're just a little obstacle in the grand journey of life. And so you just got to power through. Silky snow sheets stripped across your head. I don't ever want out of this bed. What I do if you turned around, but I won't wake you and I won't make a sound. And tell me to spaghetti light beams dance around your form. Oh baby, staring at you in the early morning. What I do to me, yeah, I make breakfast, but I move quietly. I dream about that time when we decide we live within black lines. And if we cut it outside, we surely would say goodbye.
Is this your first instrument here, this guitar that you're playing right now?
It was not the first one that I had, actually. The first one that I had was just like a beginner Yamaha.
So what about that first Yamaha? What happened to it? Do you still have it?
No. It died a terrible death.
Is it in a museum now?
If you call a landfill a museum. So I was
the people's,
you know, going
museum.
To my car from a band practice. The stairs were metal and like really slippery, and I was carrying my ukulele, and I just had like this really crappy like soft case for my guitar because it was, you know, towards the beginning of when I was playing. I slipped and I fell all the way down the stairs in cartoon fashion. The head of my guitar just snapped right off. I walked to the car, and my mom was picking me up, and she was like, "Oh my God, Liza, are you okay?" And I was like, yeah, I'm totally fine. Like, it's cool. And she was like, yeah. "What's that like rattling noise like inside your case?" I was like, "Oh, it's probably just like, you know, guitar snakes or something." And I opened it up, and it was just like,
"You mean just the headstock?"
Yeah. And then the strings, you know, they all fell down like, boom, you know, make that
in
sound
cartoon
like,
fashion.
Yeah, but I was honestly, I was like, they were like, "Oh my God, Liza, like, we're so sorry." But I was like secretly really excited because I really wanted a new guitar that like could hook up, because before I just had to put like a microphone right in front of it and I'd like hit it and go like, you know, and people would be like, haha, you know. So
what about your current act?
Oh, I love this guitar.
Yeah, tell us about it.
It's a Paul Reed Smith PRS SE Angelus, and it's beautiful. It's got, and if you know anything about PRS guitars, they've got like birds as the fret markers, and it's just like really cool. It's actually thinner than most guitar bodies. Like, I guess I'll just, you know.
There we go. Illustration. It has a very nice sound, and I always think of Paul Reed Smith being, you know, electric instruments.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful instrument. I love the binding on it. So it's cool.
Yeah, I love it a lot. It's really awesome, and I'm glad it's my guitar and not somebody else's. Catch me in the garden of in the garden of naive.
Tell us about the guys who were playing with you and how they found you, or you found them, or...
So Colby over here, we actually used to live in the same neighborhood, and the first time I saw him, it was Halloween, and he was wearing a Finn onesie from Adventure Time. He said he doesn't want to be up here anymore, but honestly, I think it's the best he's ever looked. You know, he moved, and, you know, we actually go to the same school now. Of course, he's a legendary bassist, so, you know, that's how we met. And then John over here, we met in middle school at Scapa in eighth grade. We had art class together, and I actually hated him so much for some reason. But I love him now. He's awesome now. Well, actually, he was probably awesome the whole time, but yeah, we met at school, and he's probably, like, the best drummer in Lexington by far, like even adults. He's so good.
So John and Colby, I'll give you an opportunity to just step up to the mic for just a second. How does it feel to work with Eliza, with someone with such a strong sarcasm reflex?
Oh God.
Colby Grant.
It's great for us because we're both equally as sarcastic.
I'm just sad all the time now.
So we just never know what we're talking about, actually. We have no clue what each other is talking about.
John, your musical history goes back into your family.
John McGee.
He's turning around.
Playing a band in town back in the early 90s called Black Cat Bone. And then he plays guitar also, multi-instrumentalist, in a band called Tail Dragger. And they still play around occasionally today.
Well, all right, Tail Dragger, we know anybody who's been in Lexington for a while and was here as far back as, say, the Rockledge and whatnot knows about those guys.
I want that blue jean happiness and stoops onto these streets. The sun's rays interpret time and the ground beneath my feet. I want that gene happiness and rainy nights, not we're swimming in the rain. I wanna grow old with you to my hands, they sprout with periwinkle trees. Oh, I want that blue jean happiness and the ground beneath my feet. The ground beneath, the ground beneath my feet. And the ground beneath my feet. I want that blue jean happiness and stoops onto these streets. The sun's rays interpret time and the ground beneath my feet. I want to grow old with you to my hands, they sprout with very trees. Oh, I want that Eugene happiness and the ground beneath my feet. The ground beneath my feet. And the ground beneath, the ground beneath my feet. I want that Eugene happiness and rainy nights, not days, the way your eyes change shape as we're swimming in the waves. I wanna grow old with you. I wanna grow old with you. I wanna grow old with you. Blue jean happiness.
We would like to thank Eliza Sayers for being with us this evening. Thanks to our volunteers for all your help for the production this week, especially Ryan Zinka, Will Pageant, Barry Albritton, and Amanda Haynes. Thanks for listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region and share this treasure with the world.
Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
So, are you all ready for some more? One more song?
Two more.
All right, once again, let's hear it for Eliza Sayers. Thank you.
I remember sitting by the phone waiting for your call. I remember standing by the door waiting for you to show you don't control me anymore. But I bet that you wish you did.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Eliza, John, and Colby for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening. Located at Partner Place, just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Room 17 Productions, a nonprofit organization telling the story of Professor Emeritus Sarah Holroyd and promoting music education through oral history, preservation, and live performance. For more information, Room 17 Productions is on the web at room17productions.com. The rest is history. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us. Get our Red Barn Radio app by downloading Omveria in your app store. The Red Barn Radio app is powered by Omveria. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.